102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Hey, welcome back to Mansfield, Texas. Here at Newsom Stadium, the home of the Lake Ridge Eagles, who defeated Tulsa Union tonight 47-44. The Union football team is gathered around head coach Kirk Frederick there across the sideline there between the 20 and 35-yard line. And we're going to recap this game for you, too. We hear from Doc Blevins and announce our player of the game as Richard Johns pulls up the stats for us. Let's get underway, though. The first score of the game came from the Union Redskins, their first-year starting quarterback, the senior who came from Coweta, J.D. Geneva. Hit Jaden Lipsey for 46-yard touchdown pass. It capped a 65-yard five-play drive. Took just a minute and a half, and Union was up 7-0 with 5:18 left in the first quarter. Then it was Lake Ridge coming back to tie the game on a 30-yard touchdown pass from their quarterback, Adrian Hawkins, to Kevin Masters. That was a eight-play, 75-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We're tied at 7-7. The third touchdown came from Lake Ridge. It was a 76-yard touchdown pass from Adrian Hawkins to Keelan Johnson. They scored in just 38 seconds, 2 plays, 83 yards, and went up 14-7. Then with 5:38 left in the second quarter, Lake Ridge extended their lead to 20-7 on a 55-yard run by Amon Carter. The extra point was no good, and they fumbled the snap. And it was just 3 plays, 68 yards, took 50 seconds. They took a 20-7 lead. Redskins battled back. They had an opportunity with fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. Were stopped just short. Kind of a controversial play. The Redskins felt they were in, but as the officials ruled, he was just short, held out of it. And they were stopped there, but then coming back just as quickly, Lakeview again with a 5 yard touchdown catch, Geneva to Micaiah Beck. And that gave the Redskins a chance to pull within 20-14. That was really important. It was just a 5 seconds left to play in the first half. So at halftime, Union trailing 20-14 against Lake Ridge High School. Coming back out to start the second half, Union scored first a great 10-yard catch by Jaden Lipsey from J.D. Geneva. He capped a 75-yard, 7-play drive. It took 2 minutes and 25 seconds. The extra point was good. And Union had the lead back 21-20. There was 7:34 left in the third quarter. Adrian Hawkins, the Lake Ridge quarterback, scored on a 1-yard run. That capped an 8-yard, 75-play drive in 1 minute and 50 seconds. Lake Ridge is back up on top, 27-21. Amon Carter, a 1-yard catch. Quarterback Hawkins on that play. Made it with 1:50 left, they made it a 34-21 game. Union battled back, though, and finally got it close and ended up with a field goal, making the difference tonight. They lose 47-44 here at Mansfield, Texas. Doc Blevins is down on the field now with the head coach of the Redskins, Kirk Frederick. Doc?
Well, I do have Coach Frederick working. Never want to open with a loss, but a lot of good things you can take from the game.
Yeah. I really thought we grew up throughout the game. You know, there's, you know, anytime you're dealing with young kids and you're looking at depth and, you know, prep issues in a game where a team is doing, you know, high tempo both sides, and just a lot of things. I think if you take away, we'll be better. There's going to be a lot of mistakes that we can see. Don't like giving up that many points, but the thing I like is the way we responded. We really grew up as a team during the game. I wish we'd have gotten one more stop.
Well, and I'm not making excuses here, but we didn't really get a scrimmage in. You know, you had that in the Gridiron Classic. You had half a game, and so this is like your second scrimmage. You wanted to play better, but usually there's a lot of improvement before that next game.
Yeah, we lost to a really good football team. Lake Ridge has got a lot of speed. They did a great job executing. Proud of the way our kids play, but their guys played well too. And we just got to go back. I think we're going to see some simple mistakes that can be correctable. And when you're looking at a game that was won by a last-second field goal, those simple mistakes could have gone the other way.
Okay, now the really positive things: the offense played extremely well tonight for a bunch of kids, a lot of them together for the first time.
I told our guys, I like our team because there's going to be times where the offense needs needs the defense, and tonight the defense needs the offense, and they just every time responded and did a great job.
And I'm going to just point out one guy because we thought, I mean, he's filling big shoes, but Noah Rosenberg kicking for Baylor, and Stephon Farms really got it done tonight.
Stephon did a really good job. There was a lot of guys. It was their first time. We knew we have a young team. Got a lot of guys in here that are playing for the first time, and Stephon's been a good punter, but, you know, he stepped out here and filled those, that role really well.
Now, I want to ask this. Was anybody give you a performance tonight that kind of was an eye-opener for you or more than you expected?
It's obviously too early probably for me to look at that, but again, I just couldn't be more proud of our offense. Just the way that they did things. JD played very well for his first time. There's a lot of firsts tonight. You know, we go back and look at it. We're going to see some guys that did some really good things. We're going to see guys that did some really dumb things, too. So the good thing about it is we came down to Texas. We had a great crowd, great support from our district. And we get to go back home and get a couple more tests before we start district.
A big home game next Friday night.
That's right. A great big one. Next week with Broken Arrow coming in, and we look forward to that.
Well, I'm going to thank you, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week. And I'm going to bring J.D. in here. He's our player of the game. And J.D., not so much because there were not some other players that played very well tonight in the game, but going out there and managing the team like you did and making the plays you all made together, you showed a lot of people what you can do tonight.
Oh, yeah. I think we came out
hot.
We had Jaden Lipsey on a long touchdown throw, and then Lakers responded really well, and it was a dogfight after that. And I'm so proud of my teammates and how they fought, and just I think we have a really good team here.
Well, and when things aren't clicking on defense, and they will click a lot better down the line, and probably by next week. But when things are not clicking on defense, you just have to kind of outscore the other team, and you came within inches of that that happening. And I'm not sure we weren't facing a little bit of well, I won't say it, and you don't need to say it, but you know what I'm talking about. But you seem to develop good chemistry with your receivers, not just Kaylor. Everybody knew Kaylor was going to, or Kyler, excuse me, was going to catch passes, but you've developed a good chemistry with some of these other guys.
Oh, yeah. I just have to go through my reads, go through my progressions, and, I mean, we're going to find open guys in defenses, and we just have to capitalize on that.
And can't say enough for that offensive line.
Oh, my gosh. They did great. They had an awesome night. We couldn't do anything without those guys.
Congratulations on a good night. I know there's going to be plenty more of them, and you guys get ready for Broken Arrow.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right. I'll send it back up to you guys.
All right, Doc. Thank you much. And congratulations, J.D. Geneva, 6'2", 201 pounds senior, who came from Coweta High School to play his first and final season of high school football at Tulsa Union. Had a big night, Tom Stockton, 17 of 22 passing, 261 yards, 10 rushes, 67 yards. Four touchdowns and accounted for 328 total yards.
Yeah, I'd say that was a pretty good night. And, you know, like I said before, he's with a new team. He's out here in a really tough atmosphere and just handled himself so well. I think there's going to be great things for that kid as the year goes on.
The final score at Lake Ridge, Mansfield High School 47, Tulsa Union 44. We, of course, next Friday, 1 week from tonight, will be the home opener at Union Tuttle Stadium. Come on for the final season of Union Tuttle Stadium. The big renovation starts in December. But they'll try to bounce back. It's the number one team in the state, the defending 6A champion Broken Arrow Tigers. The 7 o'clock game at Tulsa Union Tuttle Stadium next Saturday, September 6th. Next Friday, September 6th. Week after that, they're home again at Union to host the Jenks Trojans. Never gets any easier in that play, I'll tell you, Coach.
No, I mean, you look at the first three games, they'll really know after the first three games what team they have. Tonight, you know, I think they got a really good view of what they can do and what they need to do to get a little bit better. But after the next two games, they'll really know what they have and what they need to do.
Wish the guys a safe trip home in the buses, along with the fans. Great turnout by Union supporters. They're a great band, the High Steppers, the cheerleaders, the pom-pom girls, all here making a real big atmosphere, and a great turnout as well for the home fans, and great hospitality here from the Mansfield School District and their Lake Ridge High School. Very impressive performance by both these squads. Great start to the 2019 high school football season. Once again, our final score, Lake Ridge Eagles 47, Union Redskins 44. This is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
Hear Money Talk on KRMG Sundays at 10 a.m. with Dan Witham. Money Talk Financial Program answers all your financial questions and covers long-term health and savings plans. Money Talk with Dan Witham. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
Are you waking up in the middle of the night because of... Glisten Dental and Sleep Apnea Care can help. Schedule your free consultation to see if a custom-fitted oral appliance is right for you. Visit GlistenDental.com today.
We're back to wrap things up here from Mansfield, Texas, at Newsom Stadium, where the Lake Ridge Eagles have defeated the Union Redskins 47-44. The game came down to the final seconds. It was a field goal of 36 yards by Lakeside's Tabor Allen. He had a 40-yard earlier in the game. This one was from 36 yards with just a minute for 4 seconds left on the clock. And that was the deciding factor, the field goal that ended this game with Lake Ridge winning it 47-44. Tom Stockton, your thoughts on this opener for the Union Redskins.
Well, as I said a few minutes ago, I think they got a lot of things, you know, that they could they found that are good. They found where they need to improve. And the good thing is, I think it's things, it's not personnel, it's not poor coaching or anything like that. It's just small things that they need to do, you know, and they'll get a little better. And I think also we have to hand some kudos out there. I think what Mansfield, you know, they were awesome tonight. That they are really, really good, and so much speed in the offense. And I think, and we showed a lot of grit. That's the thing I thought we did so well. We showed a lot of grit and never gave up and stayed in it and fought to the very end. And I think you can't teach that. The kids have it, and that's great.
Tom, thank you much. Doc Blevins, thank you for all your work as well. And Richard Johns, our incredible stat man, slash engineer, slash everything else. And I want to thank also Ross Ford for jumping in the second half to help us with our player ID work, our state congressman at work. Nicely done, Ross. Yeah, we make sure we can't pay him. That'd be illegal with a congressman. So. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, if not the outcome, as we head back to Tulsa and look forward to a week from tonight. And the number one Broken Arrow Tigers come to Union Tunnel Stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff. They will be on the air. Bring it to you with Tom Stockton. Again, for all the crew here and for all of us in Mansfield, Texas, let's get back to Oklahoma. As Oklahoma's Union High School lost to Tulsa's Lake Ridge High School of Texas, 47-44. It was a field goal with 4 seconds left to play. That was the difference in the game here tonight. From 39 yards away, the 36 yards away, that made the difference. That's it from here. Again, Rick Corey coming back from Michigan State, as the Tulsa Hurricane had a tough night as well here. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week from Tuttle Stadium with the Broken Arrow Tigers coming in to match the number one defending state champions. Once again, our final score, Lake Ridge Mansfield, Texas 47, Tulsa Union Redskins 44. This is Redskins Football 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk. And back to Mike Downing and the good job in the studio, Michael. Thank you much. So long from Texas.
Summertime is road trip time. Before you head out, see Dino's Tire and Wheel. Dino's encourages you to drive safe and make sure your vehicle is road ready for any hazards or inclement weather.
Don't forget to tell them about the potholes. They're everywhere. I think they move them around, so I'll hit them more than once.
Now, McGregor, don't get your cockles in an uproar. Dino's Tire and Wheel has the best alignment equipment in the city, and they'll straighten you out for sure.
Why, last month I hit a curb, bent and cracked my wheel, and Dino fixed it.
Yes, it's about the only place you can get that fixed.
And talk about value. Dino's Tire and Wheel is the best place to get your car travel ready without going broke.
Now, that's the spirit, McGregor. You'll get the best price and great advice at Dino's Tire and Wheel, conveniently located off I-244 just between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
Give Dino's a call in Tulsa at 838-3807. It's where Tulsa buys their tires.
You've been listening to Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.